Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Friday, North America. TGIFM Mothership has connected a razzin' bogus mothership from Denver to South Beach, Vegas to Sunrise, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We're coming to you live from the Billy Giacalone Studios, where you don't know if you have glass coverage on your car. How is everybody doing today? Bogish, a good morning, a good morrow, a Target Demo Friday.
Yes,
how are you?
Yes, all those good things to you and yours as well, Shawnee. We've done it. We've done it. We finished this week, a four-day work week that felt like 6 days, but here we are. We're at the end.
Yeah, baby.
One more day after today without our fearless leader and DA. Next Tuesday, we're all back together.
Yeah, baby.
And so far, so good, I think.
And 2 weeks from today?
Wow.
Bobberino's Bobberino.
Get your oil for Boyle.
Yes.
Who's here today?
Patty Boyle is here. Unfortunately, no hockey game for him to bacon, but... All right, we're going to run a few plays in the offense for Boyle. See how angry we can get him and all wound up today. Poke the bear a little bit. Although, I got to be honest with you. Oh, let's just leave it this. I'm very happy to see Pat Boyle today.
This is the most visually pleasing duo. If we're not going to have you and Pete in those seats.
Yeah.
And you and I are sitting here.
Well, capable, I think, is the word.
That, however you want to describe it, I want to see Billy and Boyle. Over yeah. there when we're here.
The flip side of that is I don't think Billy wants to see us.
Nope.
I think Billy wants to see out there.
I do. Oh, I do. Okay. I love you.
Okay. I love you too, Billy.
Wow.
Billy knows there's been nobody more in the Billy corner around here than old
Barrett. Than me.
Ah.
My shirt today.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate
wow,
that.
Wow, bogus. I mean, Billy did not go out of his way to say which one of you guys is more in his corner.
I know who I know who Billy's had beers with, and it ain't bogus. Put it that way. 855-212-4227. All right, we had it. Well, I might as well tease what's coming up on the show, huh? Soundcheck comes your way. I'd love to tell you what's coming up. We still don't have a sheet. That's good.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Adam Silver, really interesting comments, I would call them, on the whole Ja Morant situation. Maybe even we'll have some Ja rules that come out. Blindness in the outfield. Can you sue a team if a ball gets tossed to the crowd that goes awry? Tom Brady squashes a theory that Bogus can't seem to let go, and we don't stop getting tweets on people buying chicken nuggets and Pop-Tarts. Oh, Uncle Shawnee was right. But first, game one of the NBA Finals in a best-of-seven series in the Mile High City. Altitude alert! The Denver Nuggets come out strong. They come out fast. And dare I say, bored us to a 104-93 win, in which the Heat didn't necessarily let go at any point. It was just close enough throughout the whole game that the Nuggets had to keep the foot on the gas. But in the end, the Nuggets prevail. Nuggies. They get that home court advantage. They win game one. And now we are left to ask, will this be a short series? Or is that more about Miami just being winded after that 7-game series? It's where we begin. Your cold open.
Adebayo has it. He's at the elbow. Guarded by Nikola Jokic. He gets to the dotted line. Jump shot no good. Rebound Joker. And there's a triple-double from Nikola Jokic, the second player in NBA history to debut in the NBA Finals with a triple-double. Jamal Murray across the timeline. Shot clock is turned off. Miami's not going to foul. 7 seconds left to go in the Mile High City. Denver's going to win game number one of the NBA Finals. There's the horn.
We're up 1-0. That's great, but we have to close games out. We're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they open up with a quick 8-0 run. Turnover, layup. We miss a few open shots against the zone, give up some threes. So in the finals, man, you can't pick and choose when you want to play. We got to play much closer to 48 minutes.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jason Kosmicki. I got screwed it up. It used to be Kosmicki. What is it now?
Well, it's always been Kosmicki. We thought it was Kosmicki, but it's Kosmicki, like Kos, the old field in Chicago.
Kosmicki. On Nuggets Radio. And that voice, of course, Michael Malone postgame. Okay, so a couple takeaways. First of all, Nikola Jokic was awesome. He becomes the second player ever to record a triple-double in his NBA Finals debut. Billy Jocko, do you know since who?
You threw me off here. I actually don't.
All right. Jason Kidd with the Nets.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jason Kidd with the Nets.
Has Billy had one answer for you when you've gone to him over the last 3 days?
No, but I like that bit.
Yeah.
I like the bit. So anyway, Jason Kidd is the first, and now Nikola Jokic is the second player to ever do that. 104-93, I kind of like the feeling of a low-scoring NBA Finals game. You know me, nostalgia, 90s, all of that. But I wouldn't say a lot of this was about great defense. There was a lot of missed shots. I mean, the Heat just kept chucking and kept missing. The bottom line is this, though, and you heard Malone postgame, he was right. The Nuggets built a couple big leads in this game, and every time they did, the Heat did have a run, but the Heat just didn't have enough wind in their sails to ever pull this really close 6-5, anything. It got to within 9 with, 3 minutes or change left in that fourth quarter, and you knew kind of the game was over, and every time the Heat got just close enough to make it interesting, Jokic would come down, and basically he would either have the big assist, or he would have the big basket, and the lead would be back up to 14 like that. That game was flat out boring, but not if you're a Nugget fan. And I think I like that the Heat showed a little punch, a little fight. The game never got to the point where it had to coast, but at the same time, that is about the easiest 11-point win in terms of feel a Nugget team could have. And I really don't know, Bogus. They could have been tired, the Heat, and it would have been totally understanding. Maybe the thin air played a... It certainly felt like it with the missed shots early in that game that the thin air was a big difference. But, man, if I see more of this in Game 2, I don't know how you feel confident that this series goes beyond 5 games.
The altitude matters. The hangover from the Celtics series matters. But I think what mattered most last night is the Nuggets are just better. They're just better. And Aaron Gordon's a matchup problem. We knew that already.
He hit his over on his point prop in the first quarter.
Right. Max Strus, now to the extreme, went back to being the relative unknown Max Strus. Caleb Martin cooled off for a night.
He's still in Boston.
The one thing we demanded out of the Heat was get Bam Adebayo going, and he had a remarkable 26-13 double-double, and it did not matter at all.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Bam because... He just gets off to a fast start. I saw our guy Tommy Topspin tweet up Boyle looking for his parlay plays yesterday, and he was all over the under on 17. I've started to do too much gambling here, but you know, it was just part of it. And I saw that and said, damn, that's a juicy number to go under on. Bam basically had 16 by early in the second quarter, and that was cooked. Bam played really well yesterday. And, who did we have on yesterday? Who did we talk to yesterday?
Gerald Brown from
Gerald
Sirius XM NBA Radio.
And I asked Gerald Brown specifically about Bam Adebayo. And he had talked about how, you know, if you're asking him to basically be the true center, just lining up and drilling with Jokic, you're going to have problems. The Heat got him out in space. It was a different kind of game. There wasn't a lot of banging in the paint last night, so to speak. That, like, the lanes were kind of free. But Bam Adebayo played loose, played fast. And I almost wonder if the Nuggets realized, that, hey, let Bam eat. Because the more possessions you're having Bam do his little hook shots and everything else underneath is less possessions that you're allowing the three-point shooters of the Heat to get hot. And truly, you know, that is the path for the Miami Heat to win games in the series is be lights out. Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Strus from three. All those possessions that go from 2 points from Bam to 3 points somewhere else. Well, guess what? That's how you add up and a game could go from an 11-point game to a 2-point game real quick. And maybe that's the key to success. Just let Bam eat. The more Bam buckets, the less three happens. And I don't know. That could just be a one-game thing. Maybe it had nothing to do with the Nuggets for playing. Somebody better X's and O's wise would have to answer that. But Bam getting going was a good sign for Miami. But at the same time, maybe that's not how the Heat are going to be at their best in the series.
Yeah, I would absolutely argue that Bam taking 25 shots, which he did last night, is not the best formula for the Heat.
No.
Because they need those other guys. Now, things are different if those guys are hitting some early threes, which they are not. I think game two's box score look a little more like the way the Heat wanted to look, but it might still not add up to a win. They were certainly letting, they wanted Bam to take jumpers, so he had room to operate with that cushion. He still got himself to the rim, hit the short shots, and you're right, when he shoots and he scores, that's better in general for the Nuggets than one of those guys knocking down threes or Jimmy Butler getting going early and having all of a sudden a 30-40 point game.
And Bam, by the way, zero trips to the free throw line last night.
Well, the team took two.
Right. This is a big issue. The Heat not drawing any fouls. Well, I mentioned Bam because if you're going to have 26 points and be a center, you would think some driving into the lane, some N1 opportunities would happen. I mean, if you score 26 points as a center and don't take one trip to the line, I think you're kind of doing it wrong.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to explain two free throws as a team.
Yeah.
In general. And I don't remember seeing many calls that are like, oh, that's a foul. I mean, yeah. I think it was the normal course of missed calls in the game.
It was just a clean game.
And it was just them being unaggressive and them taking a lot of good looks, open looks, and missing them. But without driving, without attacking the rim, you're not going to get to the free throw line. Two still seems like you should just accidentally get more than two in any game, let alone a finals game. But that's another thing they have to adjust for game two. They've got to be more aggressive. They've got to find contact. They got to get to the rim and get the easy free points.
Yeah, and I don't want to be hot takey game one guy.
You don't want to get in a shower, turn the hot water on, open up your phone, and record a hot take?
Look, because the easy thing to do today is radio.
What's that called, by the way? Hot water, hot take? What's that segment called?
I forget. Ryan Hickey's stupid thing where he's in the shower and his small chest hair is coming out. The bottom line is this. You're going to see a game one win like that, and I know I kind of started with this. I hate doing the general, the series is over. My holding out hope, if I want a long series, is that this was one game for the Miami Heat off a seven-game series, 2 days now to collect themselves more in Denver, give you a better effort, hit your shots in game two, and maybe we get that, and maybe you push. But Denver remains 9-0 at home. I have a hard time truly imagining that changes here in game two.
Yeah, I don't see it. Like I said yesterday to Gerald Brown, my first thought from the final horn in Boston was Nuggets in five. Then I was like, well, Nuggets in six, which would require winning the series in Miami. But just thinking the Heat would have a little more pushback. Last night might have me leaning back towards Nuggets in five.
I agree. Because
they're just better. They're just better. They're the best team in the NBA. They keep showing it. Jeff Van Gundy said it. Jokic didn't make a bad mistake last night. Every pass was to the correct guy, the open guy. They played a nearly flawless game, except for the handful of times they let Miami creep back in and make it a little bit interesting. But otherwise, I mean, that was them on all cylinders off of 10 days of rest. I just don't know how Miami can beat them more than twice to extend this series any deeper and make it that dicey for them.
855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. You can call us 855. I just gave the number twice. You can tweet at us at MirazCBS, at Andrew Bogus. Today's a target demo Friday. DA on CBS Quotes has given us a target demo. Meme, we will release that Kraken a little bit later on. We'll get that going. But, you know, give your thoughts. Is the NBA Finals, you know, basically already destined to be over? One note, selfishly, piggishly, and only because we mentioned this yesterday, how about an NBA Finals game being over by 10:45 p.m. Eastern?
And even more than that, like, it was unofficially over well before that.
But
that was nice, too.
To that point, Bogues, and we wake up really, really early. All right? I'm not complaining like some of the professions might complain. We wake up really early.
It feels like you're complaining, but okay.
No, because I want to tell you this. I felt more of a no problem obligation to stay up to the final buzzer and even catch a little on-court interview with Jokic there after the game because the game's not ended at midnight, essentially. 10:45 Eastern. Now, again, probably that'll be on the earlier side based on the fact that free throws just didn't happen and no stoppages, but I thought it was beautiful, beautiful watching that game start a little earlier for us old folk that get up early.
And it actually started early. I was worried game one of the finals, extra pomp and circumstance. Yeah. Are we going to be, but we were pretty close to 8:30.
I'll give you one more that bothered me. And I know it's happened in recent years, but I kind of was under the assumption of, well, how many times do we need to see the Warriors do this? We need to go back to showing the lineups and the starting lineup stuff. Yeah. You know, it's the NBA Finals.
At least in game one. It's like opening day in baseball. They introduce the entire team. You got to show me this.
Part of the reason you go to an opener, a season opener, isn't just to watch a game and you're excited. You want the pomp and circumstance. You want to see, you know, here come, like you said, baseball, the intros and all of that stuff. On TV, all right, we used to do it for NBA playoff games back in the day on NBC. Now, then we just went to the NBA Finals. Oh, right, Lakers fans. And it used to get me fired up for the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music playing, you see like the video going. And now it's like we got to squeeze in every YouTube TV ad. This has happened for a couple years in a row, but I really was holding out hope last night. You know what? Fresh blood, Denver. We've never seen a finals in Denver. I got none of that last night. Come on, man.
Were they even on? Was it because I got there as the game was starting thanks to some Little League action last night?
Like I watched a half an hour before because I wanted to see everything.
So even like, were they talking over the intros at any point? Were they
commercials? Straight commercials during the intro. So you got the anthem,
yes, which I heard was really good, and I love Nathaniel Ratliff.
I didn't know who that was. It was like I was sitting down grabbing another steamed dumpling as that was going off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all of that. Then, you know, basically they come back from break and you see the five starters doing the, you know, grabbing their legs and stretching thing.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we totally blew over the intros.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's the NBA Finals. I know we have to squeeze every single dollar out of the broadcasting. Give me the pomp and circumstance.
And you know when those are coming. There's a full one every minute scheduled, so you could build your commercial breaks.
I hate that.
We got to be back here at 8:27 to show the lineups.
It's part of it. Could you imagine not seeing your team run on the field that they were in the Super Bowl and you were watching on TV? And the NFL is the biggest pigs of them all.
Yeah, that's funny. I probably only would have gotten mad after you were mad about it. I might have not realized in the moment that I missed them running on the field.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
But it is part of it, yes.
Not everybody's in the building last night. If you're a Nugget fan at home and you haven't experienced this ever and you couldn't buy the tickets last night, don't you want to see Jokic get introduced and Murray get introduced?
Although the petty Patriot hater in me gets bothered now when just the full unit runs out.
I do, too. I like the player intros.
Give me the player intro.
Right, Ray Lewis used to come out and dance. Yeah, so stupid. Belichick ruined that, too. All right, 855-212-4227. We come back your best audio of the day. I tease it, but I still don't have a sheet. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, no pain, no gain. DA Show, CBS Sports Radio. Noah Syndergaard. God, come on. Pat Boyle writes, Noah Syndergaard got his nips lit up like a Christmas tree yet again on Wednesday.
And that's correct.
And afterwards told reporters he would give up his hypothetical firstborn child in order to pitch well again.
It really sucks. Like right now, I just feel like I'm the only weakest link on this team. I'd give my hypothetical firstborn to be the old me again. I'll do everything possible to get back to that.
Get lost. First of all, your children, even if they're an unborn, should come above anything else, Noah. And you're going to learn that.
Well, not NFL Sundays. But anyway, other than that, don't give up your kids.
Yeah, come on. Also, it's part of life. You suck sometimes. Or you end up losing it. We all get older and you lose it.
Well, and you're also talking to 1 to 5 New Yorkers. And Syndergaard took the easy way out, went to the Angels, then went to the Phillies, didn't want to pitch against the Mets when he came back here. Now he's a Dodger. There's very little sympathy in these parts for a struggling Thor.
But at one point, he was an opening day starter, an electric starter. I mean, I tell you, Noah's arc has been something else.
Moving on, it's time for the Maggie and Perloff portion of the show. All right, earmuffs, Sean. Emmanuel, there's a rule that Greg Caserta, and Emmanuel Barbari is doing updates this morning. There's a rule that Greg Caserta completely ignored yesterday and fueled the nonsense. Sean's puns are not funny.
That one was funny.
You are not allowed to laugh at them. I would suggest not even acknowledging them, but in no way are we going to support, influence positively. There's nothing good about them.
The smile was unwarranted then.
Yeah. Just that your role is to ignore them like they weren't even said.
Sounds good.
Maggie and Perloff giving us not one but two clips to bounce off, and shockingly, they're mostly about Sean. That never happens. Yesterday, Andrew Perloff, boneless wings, chicken nuggets, are they the same thing?
I've eaten a million nuggets in my life, but I guess you can get a boneless wing.
Yeah.
A boneless wing, which is basically a nugget.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
Hold on a second. I mean, there's a difference between a nugget and a boneless wing.
Yeah, we did go over that. But I think for our purposes, we're probably going to just do with the boneless wings.
Mike, you don't really think there's a difference, do you?
100%.
What?
A nugget has got a little bit more flatness of a surface, right? It's almost wide and flat, whereas a boneless wing has got almost more of like a globular, circular.
I can't believe you guys have been corrupted by the boneless wing lobby.
If you go to whatever,
if you guys go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get a big order of boneless wings, I'm gonna say just go next door to McDonald's and get nuggets because that's all you're eating chicken nugget.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. Perloff is 100% correct.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Have you ever been to Buffalo Wild Wings and gotten boneless wings?
Yes.
They are not the same as a chicken McNugget. They're fluffier. They're bigger. They got crevices. I am so tired of this lazy rhetoric people have about boneless wings being chicken nuggets. It actually now has gotten to the point where it's past being a silly argument and it's become offensive.
Okay, but you know there's such thing as a boneless wing on an animal, right?
All right. I have so had it with this take, too.
Okay.
Guys, there is some leeway here to understand what we're talking about. Yes, if you order boneless wings, we understand as a society that they are quite literally not a literal wing.
Right, they're nuggets of chicken put together.
No, they're not, because chicken nuggets are also just like chicken pieces or whatever. This is breast meat wrapped around, it's being sauced. If you put...
No.
If you went to Wendy's, McDonald's, any of these places, and you ordered their chicken nuggets, Chick-fil-A, and you just tossed them in hot sauce, those are not boneless wings.
They are.
Boneless wings are usually thicker, they're big, like... honestly, Buffalo Wild Wings makes a better boneless wing than they do a regular wing. But it doesn't mean regular wings elsewhere are better. If you go to a restaurant and they give you chicken tenders as boneless wings,
yeah,
they're doing it wrong. There is a distinct textural difference, size difference for sure.
Yeah, I didn't want to upstage Perloff on his own show, but that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
They're not the same.
Guys, the only way they would be different is if the people making the boneless wings made a wing normally, took the bone out, and gave it to me all just the remaining meat. That would be a boneless wing. Otherwise, it's a nugget.
So a chicken cutlet is a chicken nugget then?
It's a big chicken nugget, 100%.
Oh my. No, it's not, because a chicken nugget is just pieces of chicken.
And it's what's a boneless wing? Pieces of chicken.
It's the wing, and they take the bone out.
You think that's all just deboned?
I don't believe that. I believe it's breast meat kind of compacted into like a meatball kind of thing.
You think they're doing surgery on infinite number of wings and just giving me the remaining meat?
Yep.
That's even worse than what you think Perloff said.
Boy, I'm going to disagree with you, because part of the appeal of the boneless wing is, as I've learned, they don't regurgitate. So there's no growing wings back.
Or regenerate. They don't do either one of those.
Regenerate.
Things.
Regenerate. It'd be weird if they regurgitated.
Yep.
It's breast meat packed, but it's thicker. It's more circumferal.
Yep.
It's all more of those science. Things. It's not the same. Like a chicken nugget's just this flat little piece of chicken parts. A boneless wing has never been that. But because it's not literally a wing, everybody now suddenly the only time people need to take literal adaptations is when you call a boneless wing a wing.
Yeah, forget what I said.
Have you and I met before? This is not the first time I've done anything based on like reality. This is my thing.
Do me a favor. Go to McDonald's and order McNuggets.
Yeah.
Go to Buffalo Wild Wings and order boneless wings. And then you tell me that's the same thing. You're a jackass if you think that.
And also, rewind.
But you're telling me that the difference is barbecue sauce on them.
No. The difference is everything.
They're made of chicken.
No, but there's a different thickness to it.
Thickness doesn't matter.
The texture is completely different.
I can go to 8 different burger places and get different thickness of burgers. They look different. They're still burgers.
So chicken nuggets can be 15 feet wide. I mean, what are we talking about then? You're basically saying all chicken is the same except for a literal wing.
Sean. A chicken nugget is not a natural thing. It was already made by people to be the size they wanted. But There's no size requirements.
But anytime size and texture changes, it's not the same thing.
That's not true at all. Pizza comes in 18 different sizes.
And it's not the same.
But it's all
deep
pizza.
Because it's not. Deep dish is like a lasagna. I prefer it. It's not the same as New York style pizza.
It's not lasagna.
Cheesy bread on French bread is not pizza.
Wait, rewind this 20 seconds because I also take back what I said. Me thinking that they just surgically debone
the wing.
Yeah, that's
right.
Wrong.
So now you're on my side with Perloff.
No, but I'm still on Sean's side because the boneless wings are still the breast of the chicken, and the chicken nuggets are like different parts of just ground chicken meat.
Okay, but I could make a nugget with a chicken breast if I didn't want to cut costs.
But people don't. That's why it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. If you did that, it'd be called a boneless wing. It's not because it's literally not the wing.
Is a chicken finger a big chicken nugget to you?
No, it's a chicken finger. They're two different things.
Because they're bigger.
I think shape and texture matters.
So if I use the same process that I made a nugget to make a finger, so all I was doing is using more of the chicken gunk.
Correct.
Those are still not the same thing?
Size and texture
Okay,
matter.
Thank you, Boyle.
Come on, keep walking towards me.
You're almost there, Boyle. Come on.
Nuggets versus tender semantics. They're essentially the same thing. It's the same part of the chicken. A wing is pure. It's tender. It's breast. It's chicken boobies, and that's that.
If you have a boneless wing and it tastes like a chicken nugget to you, you're at the wrong place for boneless wings. That's all I will say.
I agree.
All right.
It's chicken. It's breaded, and they throw sauce on it, and that makes them different.
Look, I'm lazy. That's a lazy take.
No, it's not.
That's a lazy take. All right. Whew. I'm really angry.
Good.
Also on Maggie and Perloff yesterday, Pat Boyle brings up something we've been meaning to bring up for 3 days. It's perhaps better that we waited for Pat Boyle to bring it up. Josh Hart of the Knicks had a viral tweet where he asked if anybody else drinks their significant other's breast milk. The show yesterday discussed.
Now I'm very intrigued.
Don't, Pat.
Pat, you're going to end up in handcuffs if you get really intrigued here. I don't like where this is going.
I need handcuffs.
I don't want
I'm talking
to know.
Down the line
I don't want to know how you would acquire this considering you're not married and you don't have kids.
When I have kids.
Okay.
No. It's still weird, Pat.
Yeah, you're not going to want to do it when you have kids.
No, trust me, you're not.
Although Pat's a big time weirdo.
5 months ago, when I had a kid, I didn't even consider the idea. So
well, no. I mean, listen. You guys think it's weird that we're talking about drinking human breast milk. We drink cow's breast milk, which makes no sense. And that's why everyone I know is lactose intolerant.
But it's udder milk.
Yeah, but it's...
I guess it's the same.
No,
from
but it's...
cow's nips.
Yeah,
humans are not meant to be drinking that cow's milk. I'm a big believer in not dairy.
That's why I drink oat milk. I don't really drink regular milk anymore, unless it's cereal.
I'll listen to these two.
Yeah,
I'm still going to want to try it.
I want to get out of this conversation so fast.
All right. Oh, man, this clip is actually worse than I thought. Number one, Perloff, get off your high horse here, right? Milk, we've discussed this. It's probably bad with pasta. When your kids are done with formula breast milk, there's like a year where you give them milk, okay? And everybody you know is lactose intolerant. Calm down. Also, Samter, you drink oat milk. I don't mind an oat milk or an almond milk. I'm not dunking my Oreo in oat milk. Relax, all right? It's we eat hamburgers. Now we can't eat hamburgers because they come from a cow. That's a ridiculous take, number one. Number two, I also got the sense there was no denial from Perloff on trying breast milk. In fact, he says, you're not going to want to do that. I think Perloff might have tried, unless there was a clip where he admitted he never did.
I don't think he flat out admitted it, but he didn't deny it.
Well, I have a theory on this, but I'll let you two knuckleheads talk first, and then I'll swoop back in at the end.
All right. I am here to tell you I have, in fact, tried breast milk. Okay? I have.
From the source or from a bottle?
From a glass. There is a lot of pumping that went on in my house. Specifically baby number two. And it was not because I was trying to be cool, not because I was trying to be funny, but more, I've put enough gross things in my body. My kid is eating it to literally survive on life for a long period of time. How bad could it be? That was my theory. So old Uncle Shawnee opened up a pouch. He poured it in. He took a sip, and my immediate reaction was, ugh.
Take a sip of that.
It was almost like drinking Goldschlager's liquor. You know what I'm talking about? Where it has like the gold stuff. It was like not thick milk. It was like bits of protein in a white substance. So then what did I do? The Nesquik went right in there, and I mixed it up, and I tried chocolate breast milk, thinking that would taste any better. No, it tastes like the worst chocolate milk in the world.
Billy has taken the headphones off.
I've tried breast milk. I have no problem admitting it. I didn't suckle at a body part to get it. I drank it out of a glass.
That's more what I'm talking about.
No, you don't want to do that.
Why?
I think that would ruin a breast for you.
I don't know about that.
All right. Bogues, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so Perloff's a human being. He's a gentleman. He's an adult. He's mature. I'm assuming if he's tried it and what led to that statement of you don't want to do it, it was not because he put it in the glass and had Nesquik added to it. Like, he probably what happened to me is I forgot what it was when it got on my hand making a bottle, and I just licked it like I would have licked off, like, regular milk. And you're like, oh that's disgusting.
But
I
didn't put it in a glass.
Okay, so you have tried it.
Accidentally, not on purpose.
And you didn't like it?
No.
I didn't like it either.
I don't think you're supposed to like it. It's not built for taste.
Ironically, I think that this is a lot like the boneless wing and chicken nugget debate in that what breast milk is not actually milk or milk in the form that we know milk. Milk is just, it's a white, sometimes thicker drink that you put down your mouth. There's nothing thick about it. There's like bits of protein in it.
So you know that the milk you drink from the supermarket is not just straight out of the cow, right?
I know, yes. Okay. It's pasteurized.
Right, and all that. As a process.
Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
But that's my point, though. But if you just grab breast milk that's not pasteurized and you go, this is milk, it's not. At its core, it is not the same thing that we know milk to be.
Right, because we're not drinking human boob milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, goat's milk is different than cow's milk. Human milk's different from cow's milk. They're not the same thing.
Jock Alone, you look like a baby. You ever had breast milk?
We've all had.
I was formula fed, so I didn't have my first roundabout breast milk till 34.
Still.
E-Man, you got very... E-Man's tall. Emmanuel's tall.
E-Man's been waiting to pipe in. I know he's got something good.
What does being tall have to do with it?
Did you hit a growth spurt because you maybe are having breast milk a little too late into life?
I mean...
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want the nectar right from the fountain.
It's kind of like having a regular glazed donut or then a Boston cream donut. I don't want any accidental explosions. Just give me. So Josh Hart, long story longer, if you want to be a Knick legend, I would advise anybody to try something for the first time and then move on if you're curious.
All right, fair enough.
And that's your sound check. Bogues looks disgusted.
I need to get to Saturday in a hurry.
Bogues looks like he's ready to have it.
I've had enough of you. Pete's had enough of you. It was a big text exchange yesterday. Get me to 10 a.m.
Privately without me?
Yeah. Had to be private, but not now. We've all had enough.
Wow.
Maury's out. The tuba's out. Maury's retired. He's not coming back from paternity leave.
Wow.
And I got Emmanuel and Caserta giggling like schoolgirls yesterday and today.
Oh. Emmanuel, time to step in, bud.
Hopefully I don't giggle like a schoolgirl.
Oh, hold on. This is Emmanuel's first ever update on the DA show. This is a big one. Emmanuel, famed for his coffee order in the DA show, is now doing an update. All right, what do we got?
All right, guys. Well, game one, never really in doubt for Denver.
Bounce pass inside the arc over to Nikola Jokic. Jokic guarded by Adebayo. No double team. Maintains the dribble to the mid post. Three on the clock. Fade away. Good! 104-90. Denver leads it. Less than a minute to go.
More of the same for Nikola Jokic, only the second player in NBA history with a triple-double in their finals debut. And that shot, the icing on the cake, Jason Kuzmiski, Nuggets Radio. Jokic, 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. Nuggets take game one over the Heat, 104-93.
I don't force it. I never force it, I think. You know, a couple guys had to get it going. AG was playing really good, and we had advantage right there. And you know, I just take whatever game gives me.
Jokic, yeah, the game came to him. Only took five shots in the first three quarters, and Denver still built as much as a 24-point lead near the end of the third. Jamal Murray, 26 points, 10 assists. He was also making his finals debut. And the Nuggets with five total in double figures. For the Heat, tough to beat that team on the road when Max Strus and Caleb Martin combined to go 1 of 17 from three.
No, they're fine. I mean, they're not going to get sick at sea. You know, if they're shooters, you're not always going to be able to make all the shots that you want.
But think about that. 16 missed threes between those two guys. If they hit four of them, 25% of them, that's a 1-point win for the Heat.
That is.
Yeah, I don't know if the math is that simple, because maybe there's like you're taking Adebayo points off the board. But, right. In the end, the margin wasn't that different.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's all about hitting the threes for Miami. And that's why you don't want Adebayo taking that many field goals.
And Jimmy also didn't want the smoke last night.
He only had 13.
I don't know if he's hurt or what.
Or exhausted.
He looked disinterested in trying to score the basketball.
I'm going to save this for as the series gets longer. But I think that we might be overrating Jimmy Butler a little bit.
Totally.
Watching every one of these games. Now, I think he's a great player. He's got that dog in him. You want him on your team. But Jimmy Butler has proven time and time again, and especially this postseason, you can't count on him as some kind of elite scorer.
But this is the conversation we had with Gerald Brown yesterday when I said he's got nothing to lose in this series because he's not Jokic. He's not LeBron. He's not the truest elite players in the league. In theory, he probably should be somebody's number two best, like second best player.
Yes.
But because he's not, because he's their number one, it just fuels the whole underdog story.
Because typical number ones can score at will at any time. Right. Now, when he hits buckets, they're meaningful.
And he did have a 56-point game in these playoffs, so we all understand that. But this was my point yesterday, and Gerald said it better, is that he's not in the top end of players in the league.
I agree.
Can you rely on him to like get to the free throw line when you need him to? Yeah.
Yes,
but
exactly.
To knock down that shot, I don't think so.
Absolutely. I agree.
So Bam Adebayo with 26 and 13, but nothing really to write home about other than that for the Heat. And by the way, they set an NBA playoff record for the fewest free throw attempts in a game. Only took two total free throws in finals game one. Meantime, Commissioner Adam Silver said he'd reached a conclusion on the upcoming discipline for Grizzly superstar Ja Morant, that news conference per usual before the finals opener. Silver said, quote, "We've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, but he said it wouldn't be fair to the players and teams to make the results public during this series, so the league will wait until after the finals
Which means the results ain't going to be pretty.
No.
And we're going to get to this a little later on the show. The results are not going to be pretty if that's the case.
We're going to get some discipline there. And not only did Celtics president Brad Stevens say Joe Mazzulla will stay on as head coach next year, he made sure to mention he wants Jaylen Brown to stay and said he's a, quote, big part of what Boston is doing. Baseball, Astros 5, Angels 2 in Houston.
Well, Nevin's going to stick with his starters. Got the righty Webb warming. First pitch. And Bregman pulls it, and under the glove of Urshelan in the left field. Diaz scores. Altuve scores. Alvarez stops at second. Astros lead it 4-2.
Robert Ford, Astros Radio Network. Alex Bregman stayed sizzling hot. He's hitting 340 over his last 15 games. And in this one, Angels manager Phil Nevin was ejected the following inning. There was a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded to Taylor Ward, and it was basically below his knees. And they were down by two at that point.
Oh, boy.
Umpire called a strike three, and Nevin like put on a clinic. So he was tossed.
Did Nevin call runs points after the game as well, or no?
No, remember, he learned his lesson.
That's right.
He calls them runs now.
That's right.
We got a baseball update in the first hour.
Yeah, we haven't heard a baseball score all week.
Oh, yeah? Well, the only other one I'll give you, Red Sox 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th, beat the Reds 8-2.
Emmanuel, we're not discouraging you from doing that, but that was not a knock on them.
It's a knock on others.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was a little...
No.
And Chris Sale exited that game in the 4th inning with left shoulder soreness, so he was cruising at that point, 6 strikeouts, but... he's out of the game and will be reevaluated further. That's it.
All right, Emmanuel. Thank you very much.
Good
first thing. That ship has sailed. All right, when we come back, we have breast milk phone calls and maybe even a little touching on Ja Morant. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, admit that they're wrong a lot. What? Admit it now.
No.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Andrew in Portland, Oregon is on the CBS Sports Radio DA Show. What's up, Andrew?
Just out here driving around for work. Thought I'd, listen to you guys every morning and had to call into the show because, Sean, you mentioned something about, bits of protein in the breast milk. And we got a farm out here that... I usually get milk from, they've got Jersey cows, and it comes in a nice big glass bottle, and every time I open it, I take a swig, and, if you drink a little too much, you get that bit of protein left in the bottle, so, I had to call and, say, hey, there's bits of protein in cow's milk as well, so.
Wow, old school. You have a milkman out there, Andrew, or you just go to the farm with the glass bottle?
They usually have them at the farmer's market, but they also have a farm stand just south of Portland that they sell their milk at. So,
are you yay or nay for trying breast milk?
I'll try it. Why not? You only live once. Like you guys say, you got to take a sip of that. And,
Yes, Andrew, thanks for the call. You do take a sip of that.
Even breast milk.
Rod is in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Rod, what's going on?
All right, guys. So, married, got 3 kids, wife breastfed all 3.
Okay.
All right.
Roll time.
War Eagle.
Oh. Uh-oh. Whoa. Okay.
So, have drink from the source, and it's as sweet as milk as you'll ever have.
Really?
Do not. Drink from like the bag after it's been pumped and refrigerated. Not the same thing.
So it's like getting a draft beer. You don't want to have it out of the can. You want to have it right
that
frosty tap.
Yeah. And I can tell you it's a physically intense situation for both parties, especially my wife got to where she really liked it that way.
She likes it, what, with you drinking it from the source?
Yes.
Oh, when, like, she needs to relieve, when she's backed up?
Yeah.
So and rather than pump, she says, bring your lips over here, honey?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. And you're just a willing participant.
Take them off
the team. Now, did you notice a taste, any difference in any of the 3 kids, or are we talking about the neck three being the same?
No, it's all the same.
All the same. Wow.
Yeah.
And now that's all dried up, right? The well's dried. You're back to...
Yep. That part's over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Rod.
That is what it is.
All right. Well, good for you. I hope your relationship continues to be strong, all right?
Yeah, 25 years.
25. So you're talking about you haven't had a sip of this probably, what, 19 years?
Or longer.
Wow. Wow. Well.
Never too late for a fourth.
I see. All right, Rod. Thank you. How about that, Bogues?
I mean,
his wife preferred it that way.
Yeah, good for them. Good that Pete's not here. There's no zero chance he would handle that conversation well. And maybe we
there was nothing dumpable there.
Well, just Pete doesn't handle those conversations well. He might want. He would have wanted to dump it.
Yeah, but there was nothing to dump.
Probably not.
And by the way, his wife didn't want to dump it either.
Yeah.
You know?
No, again, good. Don't let anything go to waste.
Yeah. Good for Rod.
That's a strong marriage right there, man.
Good for Rod. Man. Man, oh, man.
See, Billy, it's not all that bad.
Some of those iron bowls must have been some scene at halftime, huh?
Fire the cannons!
Jeez, the Jason Campbell era, this guy. All right. When we come back, more on the NBA Finals.
At least one of us will be here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.